I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Have you ever had a problem that lasted a long time? A problem that was more than a momentary crisis or a fleeting disappointment? Often we're held captive by one problem that just won't go away. The cast of characters involved in your issue may long ago have moved on, but you're still replaying the feelings from that time in your life. It seems God is speaking and moving in everybody else's situation except yours. Everybody else's problems and issues have been resolved. Others have resolved 2, 3, or 4 problems while you're still held captive by that one problem that's lasting a long time. Your friends and family and significant others have each prayed about their problems or issues, and their prayers have been answered. They have fasted with results, and they have testified about miracles, blessings, and deliverance. They have shouted publicly and privately over the victories won. They were still before God and came to know Him over many issues. You, on the other hand, are still mad, still broke, still upset, still laid off, still hurt, still wounded, and still sick. You are still besieged by money crisis, crime crisis, drug crisis, grief crisis, job crisis, men and women's crisis, home crisis, kid crisis, grandchildren crisis, communication crisis, production crisis, and just plain crises that have lasted a long time. And then you wake up in the morning and you say, well, life is just not fair. God is speaking and moving in everyone else's situation except yours. Everyone else is moving on, but you. Everyone else is getting better, but you. Everybody's getting paid, but you. Everyone else is moving on, and you seem to be still in the same place. Well, problems are around, and they have been around for a long time. The Hebrews had a 400-year-long enslavement problem in the mud pits of Goshen in Egypt. Israel had a continuing problem of sin that led to a 70-year captivity problem in Babylon. Moses had an Exodus congregation that mumbled, grumbled, and complained their way through the wilderness for 40 years. Now, that's a problem that lasted a long time. And when you think of long-time problems, think of Hannah. Everybody else was having babies but her. Her reproductive wound was an embarrassment in an ancient society where a woman's value was connected to her ability to produce. Well, personal transformation begins with personal reflection, and the two components of personal reflection are retrieval and retrospect. Retrieval, that's responding to the command to go back and get it. You know, it is the active confrontation of the past, returning to the traumatic moment and bringing to the forefront thoughts, decision, and events that have been buried in the dust of denial. Retrieval is a good starting place, but it's not a staying place. Retrospect, on the other hand, is the act of contemplating the past. Retrospect is surveying the thoughts and decisions and events of your autobiography, spending the necessary time and investing in intense examination. None of these, whether it is retrieval or retrospect, is done in isolation. Both of them are done in the presence of Christ. Beloved, be not weary in well-doing, for you will reap if you faint not. Every now and then, if there's no encouragement coming from any other place, you must encourage yourself. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Come on now. Be encouraged. You will reap if you faint not. Touch your neighbor and say, your blessing is on the way.